Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
I'm Ken Chester, and as usual, we have a full docket to discuss, so let's get started. To add your voice to the conversation, be it to ask a question, share an opinion, or even suggest a topic for future discussion, call or text the Tech Mobility Hotline, that number, 872-222-9793, or you can email me directly, talk@techmobility.show, and that is talk@techmobility.show. And let me add this. As always, and I say this from time to time, we are all over social media. As a matter of fact, just so you know, we added our podcast to YouTube Podcast. So if you love YouTube, whether you're looking at our shorts or our regular videos, you can now enjoy our podcast on YouTube. Be sure to check it out. And if you haven't already, do subscribe to our channel. I'd really appreciate that. From the Tech Mobility News Desk, I want to talk about automotive manufacturing sustainability. There's a lot of talk out there about what some people may consider automakers being hypocritical when it comes to EV manufacturing. And they talk about, oh, EVs are supposed to be all clean and everything, but the way you build them, the way you make them, the way you engineer them puts all this pollution out there. So if anything, they're dirtier than the regular gas engine and diesel engine vehicles currently being built because all the other stuff back in the supply chain. In the beginning, I would readily admit you weren't wrong. But what you're seeing now, what is happening now in real time, automakers are working back through their supply chains to make every aspect of manufacturing an EV sustainable and at the best or at the worst, carbon neutral. Audi has been leading this charge and Volvo to a lesser extent. We've talked about green steel. That's important because steel is one of the harder industries to decarbonize. Audi and BMW have been very aggressive working backwards through their supply chain in working with their suppliers to help the decarbonization effort not just be talk, but practice, actual practice. What are they finding out? Well, when you do that kind of analysis, you learn the importance of water conservation, use the importance of limiting scrap or recycling it, or something called a closed loop system where there's very little loss and you use the item several more times if possible to get more out of it and prevent having to draw on finite resources. Toyota's Baja California plant that builds their Tacoma is a case in point where they are very aggressive about mitigating water use. In the heart of Ingolstadt, Germany, Audi's Q6 e-tron series emerges as a leader in sustainable automotive production. And this makes it a pivotal moment for the German automaker. With the integration of a battery assembly facility, and that's a first for Audi in Germany, this production initiative blends seamlessly into the existing structures of the brand's headquarters. Renew, reuse, recycle. The Q6 e-tron series, starting production in late 2023, distinguishes itself as Audi's inaugural high-volume, fully electric model series crafted at this iconic location. Audi's commitment to sustainability is underscored by achieving net zero emissions in production since the onset of 2024, joining the ranks of its Brussels and Gaillard plants. What does this mean? Conserving resources saves money, increases profitability, and makes them a better steward of the raw materials they use in vehicle manufacturing. By preaching this message and working with their suppliers down a supply chain, it helps them to save money, become more efficient, and the planet is better off. Let's talk about this. This is their first Audi plant with battery assembly built in. They've got net zero emissions already. State-of-the-art production incorporates cutting-edge technology and significant automation. Technology and automation. one of the main advantages for automakers in going to an EV platform is fewer parts, less variation, and more automation. Automation reduces costs, reduces variances in quality, and improves quality. Everybody ends up winning. And then they also have flexible production, less waste because they can more accurately respond to market forces as they need to, something that the typical auto plant can't do. Let me give you an example. The average auto assembly plant, and this doesn't matter. This is in America, could be in Mexico. Does not matter, manufacturer. This is typical. Typical plant builds what they call straight time, 250,000 vehicles a year. When they are optimizing these plants, they can build as many as 300. I saw a plant with a cap of 250 actually build over 330,000 units without adding very much. I think they just tweaked and optimized the plant. They were able to get that. Ford did a lot of that in the late 1980s, early 1990s. Without building new assembly plants, they optimized what they had. By doing this, it allows them to get better. It allows them less waste. That means less pollution. That means fewer resources being consumed to do it. Audi's strategic approach, embodied by the 360 factory production strategy, leverages the brand's existing assets to foster an efficient and environmentally friendly production line. Mm-hmm. Let me give you another example. That battery assembly facility we talked about on site, 30,000 square meters, employs 300 workers, and achieves an automation rate of 90%. The line doesn't get tired. The line doesn't get hurt. The line doesn't get damaged. And it can just build. Or not, depending on what they need. I wanted to cycle back to this. I wanted to add this. It's called product smoothing. What that is in a typical factory, the factory needs to run at a given rate over a given period of time for the workers and processes to achieve a level of consistent quality. And you get that by building. You also have a lot of what they call line changes. What that means is in a typical automobile assembly plant, they will find ways to do it cheaper, do it better, correct the problem on the line in real time. So the vehicle that they may be starting to build when they started production isn't necessarily the vehicle they're still building 2 years later in the way they build it. If anything, they've gotten better at building it and was able to build it in less time, fewer parts. That happens over time. It's called product smoothing. The problem is you got to build a certain number of vehicles to get there. And because quality is tantamount in any vehicle that anybody's building, it's real hard to start and stop plants because you got to get back to that level if you lose it. Also, you also have contracts with all your suppliers, and you could have anywhere from 250 to 2,000 suppliers in a particular vehicle line. You made deals. They made investments. They made financial commitments based on the numbers you gave them. And because of that, you can't just start and stop. They've gotten better at forecasting, and it's a lot tighter than it was in the 70s, but there are a lot of different reasons. With this automated plant, push and pull, they can be a lot more precise on inventory, factory build, and again, less pollution because they're not needlessly building vehicles they can't sell. So everybody wins with flexible lines, highly automated lines, and EV plants because EVs lend themselves to automation, less pollution, greater benefit. You are listening to the Tech Mobility Show.
Are you tired of juggling multiple apps and platforms for meetings, webinars, and staying connected? Look no further than AONMeetings.com, the all-in-one browser-based platform that does it all. With AON Meetings, you can effortlessly communicate with clients, host virtual meetings and webinars, and stay in touch with family and friends, all in one place and for one price. Here's the best part. You can enjoy a 30-day free trial. It's time to simplify your life and boost your productivity. AONMeetings.com, where innovation meets connection. Get started today and revolutionize the way you communicate.
Social media is the main place to be these days, and we are no exception. I'm Ken Chester, the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Facebook videos. From my latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary of a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Facebook. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar. Be sure to subscribe to our Facebook page. Social media is the place to be these days, and we're no exception. I'm Ken Chester of the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Instagram videos. From the latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary on a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Instagram. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar. For those of you that listen to podcasts, we have just the one for you. Hi, I'm Ken Chester. Tech Mobility Topics is a podcast where I upload topic-specific videos each week. Shorter than a full show, these bite-sized programs are just the thing, particularly if you're interested in a particular topic covered on the weekly radio show. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many podcast platforms in between, we got you covered. Just enter Tech Mobility Topics in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts.